passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife.
So there's the beetles, and there's some egg sacs in there.
That's Mike Janis, a natural resource specialist at Matador WMA in the Texas Panhandle, opening a container of 200 salt cedar leaf beetles from the USDA. In early June, researchers released one-third of the insects at Matador, hoping they will multiply and devour troublesome salt cedar trees, a water-thirsty non-native that's overtaken about 500,000 acres in Texas. The salt cedar was introduced to the U.S. in the 19th century to control riverbank erosion. But Chip Ruthven, leader of the project, says the cedars became a problem in themselves.
It forms dense thickets. It outcompetes native plants, which are generally highly beneficial to wildlife from a food and a cover standpoint. And then they're also heavy water users as well.
Jerry Michaels is a research professor at the Texas AgriLife Extension. His team has been trying to establish a beetle population in the Panhandle near Meredith Lake.
We're optimistic that this summer may be the year that they really explode up here.
Researchers don't expect problems with beetles destroying other plant communities because they're picky eaters. They'll only eat salt cedars. The beetles are one tool to keep the salt cedars in check. Others may be herbicides and bulldozing. That's our show with research and writing help from Gretchen Mahan. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.